For 2023, the key factor that will shape our growth is the global economy. For now, the picture is mixed and uneven, because while there are weaknesses in many parts of the world, the IMF and the other economists do not expect a global recession this year. The EU is amongst the hardest hit due to the economic consequences of its exposure to the war in Ukraine. The US is seeing slower growth and may enter a recession as the Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates to combat elevated inflation. Even so, many economists expect any contraction to be mild. Asia is expected to continue growing this year. In particular, the COVID-19 infection wave in China has probably peaked. As China's COVID-19 situation stabilizes and it continues to reopen its economy, the pickup in demand should provide a boost to the global economy. Overall, based on current indications of global conditions, we expect positive but slower economic growth in Singapore of 0.5 to 2.5% this year. But our economic fundamentals remain strong. Our handling of the pandemic over the past 3 years has enhanced our reputation as a reliable and trusted node in global supply chains. Our deep relationships with both the US and China, as well as partners in ASEAN and the wider region, make us a neutral and increasingly important place for global and regional businesses. We will take full advantage of these opportunities to attract new flows of investments, capital, talent, and ideas. And all these will add vibrancy to our economy and create more good jobs for Singaporeans. But there are major uncertainties and downside risks to this year's forecast. A greater than expected decline in the US and EU economies could tip the world into recession. We may see an escalation of the Ukraine war or a prolonged conflict and stalemate, leading to new waves of disruptions that further weigh on global trade as well as consumer and business confidence. We also cannot rule out a new COVID-19 variant that could be more dangerous and virulent. Whether or when these events will happen cannot be predicted with certainty, but we must prepare ourselves for these risks and be ready to respond to them. We will therefore develop drawer plans so that we have the ability and resources to take swift action should these downside scenarios materialize. Inflation is the other major uncertainty in the global economy and a major concern for the world and for Singapore. There are some early signs that global headline inflation rates are softening, but it is premature to declare victory. China's reopening will mean more demand for commodities, especially oil and gas, pushing up prices. And this will come at a time when Europe is still trying to secure more energy supplies. There are also signs of more persistent underlying inflationary pressures, especially with tight labor markets around the world. We therefore have to brace ourselves for a period of relatively higher inflation, both globally and also in Singapore. We cannot say how long this will last, but we expect Singapore's headline inflation to remain high, at least for the first half of this year.